we were doing stuff behind everybody's back all these years. And
of course.
And so this needs to be brought out to, in the public's eye. And you know what? You did nothing wrong. You got conned every step of the way.
You know what? How many times did I hear your dad go to the land titles to find out information from her? She could find out any kind of information that he wanted.
Who, Dad?
Yeah, he could find out any information from Linda from land titles.
But like what?
I heard that different times.
But what information was Dad looking for?
Oh, I don't know who owned property, I guess, here or there, or how much it sold for. I have no idea. But I heard that lots of times.
So Dad was asking her questions.
Your dad got a lot of his information from was her.
Oh, is that right? Eh?
Land titles.
And she's not supposed to be doing that.
I know she's not supposed to be doing that, but how do you stop people like that?
Well, maybe after the fact, but you still can. And didn't she brag that she used to hold on to paperwork?
You ask your dad about something like that, and maybe he doesn't remember anymore, but I heard about it, lots of it.
She used to brag about it, right?
Of course. Sure she used to brag about it.
So who else was she doing this for? Claire and who else?
Well, who knows? She knew everybody's business.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be bonded. I don't call that bonded.
Oh, she's bonded?
Eh?
She's bonded?
Well, isn't she?
I don't know. I have to check. Well, she's just a clerk in there.
Well, yeah, she must be. How the hell does she find out all this other shit?
Well, she just goes into their computers and has no business doing that.
Well, I know. That's what I say. Isn't she bonded?
Well, I'll soon find out. I didn't think so. But the point is, it's confidentiality. She's not supposed to be divulging what she finds.
Why not? You're not supposed to divulge that to nobody.
Yeah, by virtue of her employment, she's supposed to not go out there on the street. It's like when you work for Revenue Canada, you can't go disclose what people make.
Of course not.
If anything that's public knowledge, you can. And that's what I'm going to be using against all of them. Anything that can be gotten in the public that is available to the public. If you pay for it, of course. But
yeah.
Okay, and that's fair game. But internal stuff like that, that's breaching confidentiality rules.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, but didn't she say that she would often get paperwork that she was supposed to register, and she didn't. She registered it when she felt like it.
Say that again.
I thought you had mentioned one time that every time, like if she got some paperwork on her desk, quite often she would hold back and not register it.
Oh yeah, she was good at that.
Well, how did she word that? Like, how did that come up in conversation?
I don't know how she, but she did lots of slippery stuff.
Like not registering on time and holding back the documents, right?
Of course.
And she bragged about it afterwards, right?
Pretended they hadn't been processed yet.
And processed them when she felt like it, right?
Of course.
Well, like the transfer from Mum to you was done in July. And it was never registered till October, you know that, right?
Well, yeah, how come it took so goddamn long?
Because they had to wait till they threw me in jail. Then the day they threw me in jail, that day, Linda registered it. She was that confident that it would never come back to haunt her.
Yeah.
And it was on that day and no other day. And also when Andy had a mortgage at the Royal Bank in Portage la Prairie, that was December 14th, 2 days before Dad fell. Okay, all the mortgages are supposed to be registered within 5 business days. It didn't get registered till February 14th, the day that they went to Portage la Prairie to apply for 4-piece bonds against me that they were so confident they would get. Linda registered it that day.
Yeah.
But they never got it. But again, she was holding out on the paperwork. The timing is not a coincidence.
No.
Both in Andy's property and in Mum's property. There's no coincidence there. She is holding on to paperwork.
Of course.
And why the land titles still has her on the payroll is beyond me, because they were informed what she did with you, and Dad's lawyer registered a complaint with land titles, and they didn't do anything about it. So it makes you wonder what's going on in there, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. No. That's okay, Robert.
Anyways, I gotta go here.
Yeah, we're okay. No, that's cool. That's great. And so I'll be in touch with you again. And we will get down to the bottom of this. And like I said, I got the MPs that are working for free, and that's good. All right?
Okay, then.
Okay, good, Robert. Nice talking to you, okay? And when I hear more, I should hear in about a week's time. I'll let you know, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Okay, take care.